The parliamentarian would like to be recognized.
Recognized. Go ahead.
Okay. So now, without any more debate, you have two votes to take. You have to take the vote on the amendment, and then you have to vote on the main motion with the amendment if it was approved, without the amendment if it wasn't approved. So two votes in a row. Let's go.
All right. So now the first vote.
Could you state it?
Okay.
The amendment. Okay. Do you want me to go to the amendment to state the amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That the WPFW LSB eliminates the management assessment and search committee effective immediately. Any future assessments of the GM and the PD or any search for said positions will be conducted by the whole body of the LSB. The local station board hereby resumes its duties and responsibilities outlined in the bylaws to conduct such business on behalf of WPFW. In addition, the LSB hereby requests that the former mass committee members provide a final report, including documents gathered so far, to fulfill their assignment to perform evaluations on the GM and the PD. Okay?
Okay.
Ready for the vote?
Yes.
Are there two votes?
Two votes. One is on the amendment and one is on the motion as a whole. So first the amendment. Here we go. Everybody ready? Can everybody hear me? All right. Vanessa, yes or no?
Yes.
Dennis, yes or no?
Yes.
Donna, yes or no?
Yes.
Julie, yes or no?
Yes.
Wayne, yes or no?
Yes.
Eileen, yes or no?
Yes.
Craig Hall?
Yes.
Martha?
Yes.
Marcia?
Yes.
Arthur?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Muscula?
No. No.
Okay, no. Lewis?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Craig Williams?
No.
Tony Leon?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
No.
Nightwolf?
No.
Kathleen?
I just got disconnected, so we're voting just to be
on
sure.
On the amendment. 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 Yes or no?
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay, yes. Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Lucille?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Okay, so the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 yeses. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 no's. So the yeses have won in terms of the amendment.
Did you call on Sabu?
Sabu, what do you say? Yes? Okay, so that's 19. All right. 19 yeses on the amendment. Okay, now it's time for the vote on the motion.
This is Ron's motion.
Ron's motion, right. Ron's motion. Pardon me? As amended, right. Okay. All right. As amended. All right. Yes.
Read the motion, please.
No, not again. Come on now.
I read it. Did you? Oh, you know what? Nancy sent it again. So if you go to your email, you can see it. Is
yes,
that okay?
I see it. Kathleen is here. It's right in the, it's all there.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go to the vote. Is that okay, Lou?
All right. I'm confused. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Go with the vote.
No, we voted on the amendment. Okay. So now we're going to go to the motion with the amendment. Yes or no? Vanessa?
Yes.
Dennis? Dennis?
Yes. Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Julie?
No.
Wayne?
Yes.
Eileen?
No.
Craig?
Yes.
Craig Hall. Martha Peterson?
No.
Marcia?
Yes.
Arthur?
Yeah.
So, Maskila?
No.
Lewis?
No.
Nancy?
No.
Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Craig Williams?
Yes.
Tony Leon?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
No.
Nightwolf?
No.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Thomas Blanton? Thomas Blanton? Thomas Blanton? Lucille Perez?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Okay, Thomas Blanton? I don't know. Can't hear anything.
No,
all right.
No.
So,
did you get
this? Okay, Thomas Blanton, no?
That was not him.
Okay, I didn't think so. All right, so the yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 yeses. And the noes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 noes. Okay, Sabu, what's your vote?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? Okay, so that's 14 yeses and 8 noes. So the motion was accepted. As amended.
Point of information, this is Thomas O'Rourke. Ms. Carter, are you voting too?
No, I am not a voting member.
Oh, I see. Because I'm one vote off your count and have been consistently. I don't know why I'm hearing, you know.
Well, maybe because I'm calling some people.
It was 12 to 9, but it was, it was 11 to 9 just a minute ago. That's all. I'm counted along with you.
Because some people answered and some people don't. Okay. So I have a 21 and then I have a 12. I called Thomas Blanton. He didn't answer. So some people are answering and at other times they aren't. I think that's what you're hearing. So, okay.
Okay, so
that's what the vote
is. For the motion passed.
Would you give me that vote
passed?
Again, Mrs. Upon?
Do it again?
No, okay. I said give me the count again.
Okay, it was yes, 14 votes, and no, 8 votes.
Okay, so the motion passed.
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Pardon me?
To discharge a committee,
takes a two-thirds vote.
Really?
But why didn't you? Okay. Wait a second. Where is that coming from? Where
yeah,
is
what
that
wasn't it said
from?
Before?
Yeah, yeah, all of a sudden now. Okay.
Please.
Ooh, where is that coming from?
Has to be on the stack.
Who just said that? Who just said that? Who said about the two-thirds vote?
The parliamentarian.
Yeah, where
but why did we hear that before?
Order.
We did say.
Let the chairman call upon you. Point of order. This is the timekeeper. We are running over
okay.
an hour the meeting.
Yes.
We have executive
it's going
session.
On 10. Right. Okay, go ahead.
To discharge a committee, you need two-thirds votes, and I think he discussed that before earlier.
We did not discuss that before earlier, and where is the reference for that statement?
Has to be on the stack, Kathleen.
Muscula on the stack, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Recognize Muscula. She has to be on the stack.
We're just making
thank
it up
you.
As you
go along. Can I speak? Okay.
Ms.
This
Boyle.
Is my, we're not supposed to speak disparagingly of other members of the LSB, and I'm not. What I want to speak to are certain people disrespecting other people who are very well qualified to be in their position, and I'm talking about the Mr. Tatum. He has all kinds of certifications and whatever. He is also the parliamentarian for the PNB. He has made sense of Pacifica because he is a professional. And I do not like his being disparaged by people who just got on this LSB and really who don't really like or respect black people. Really. Okay? So I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going
to
allow
it. Vanessa to the stack.
You know what?
Vanessa requesting to be on the stack.
Correct.
Kathleen to the stack. Kathleen to the stack. I didn't finish.
Let me finish.
I haven't finished.
Go ahead, Washington.
While I've been spoken all night long, I've been sitting through her disrespect. And I don't like it one bit.
Vanessa to
so hear me, my sister. Hear me, my sister Kathleen. I'm not going to let you get away with it all night long. I'm through.
Thank you. Vanessa, you had something to say?
Night Wolf to the stack.
The Night Wolf.
Okay.
And Vanessa, the Night Wolf.
Okay, so I thought we were in the spirit of not trying to be disparaging, which is a whole new thing for the LSB. I've been around LSBs for a long time, a dozen years or so. And so this is the most measured LSB that I've seen, but still people have strong opinions to express. I don't believe that calling somebody racist is a not disparaging remark, especially coming from someone who is herself so disrespectful in LSB meetings. So I object to that, and hopefully that was said in a non-disparaging way.
Thomas to the stack.
Arthur to the stack.
Kathleen to the stack.
Marcia to the stack.
You got Thomas.
Night
Ellen to the stack at this point. I had so much hope for all of you. Please, let's play as a team. We've got to save WPFW. Please.
Ellen.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, so Thomas.
Night
Wolf. I'd like to make a correction.
Night Wolf.
Yeah, I would like to just speak in, because no one's perfect. And so if you look on page 312 in Robert's Rules of Order, that's where it speaks about discharging a committee.
Oh, God.
There's three ways to do it. Mm-hmm. Two of them are majority vote, and one of them is a two-thirds vote, and I looked at the wrong one. So it does take a majority, so I just wanted to settle that. And I'm finished, Mr.
So we don't have to do the two-thirds. Okay.
No.
So it's 14 yeses and 8 noes.
Yes, so majority vote is sufficient. There were three ways to take the vote. One of them was two-thirds, and the other two ways of doing it were majority, and I picked the wrong one.
I think an apology is in order now.
Yes.
I don't think so. He admitted his mistake. That's enough.
No. Somebody admits a mistake. That's a big thing. So thank you, John.
Mr. Chairman, thank you
for admitting it.
Thank you very much. We thank you so much. But now, Mr. Chairman, can you please call for an apology?
What about the stack?
Wayne Bruce, the stack.
Mr. Chair, take care of the meeting, please.
Okay, so before we get to that, so the vote passed 14-8. So that means that the mass committee has been abolished?
Yes.
Discharge.
Discharge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's done. Okay. We got some people here. Thomas, Nightwolf. They want to make some comments.
I was after Nightwolf. I know that.
He was.
And I'm after Arthur. Arthur's after Thomas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Remember all points.
Point of order.
Everybody speaks 1 minute and 30 seconds. Thank you.
This is a point of information request from Kathleen. Where are we on the agenda?
We are
at new business.
The stack.
No, we were under the mass committee.
That's done. We are new business.
That's done.
Okay, that's done. So now we're under new business. Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Nancy, I have new business.
Okay, there's a few people that were on stack, but are we... good with moving on, or was that in relationship to the vote we just took?
Let's do the stack.
No, this is new business. New business.
Yes.
Point of order. Chair, and I ask the parliamentarian also, when a member of the LSB has been attacked, as Kathleen just was, by Masculine calling her racist,
yes.
I think that she... by parliamentary procedures, has the right to respond.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. Yes.
All right.
It
would be a point of personal privilege.
That is true, but you don't want.
Nobody should be able to be called somebody a racist on this board.
That's right.
And you,
especially somebody who herself has made racist comments
before.
You don't want disparaging remarks to continue back and forth throughout the rest of your meeting. You don't want that.
She has a right to comment about a personal attack on her. Whether we choose or somebody chooses not to do that, she has that right.
When she comes to the stack.
Yes, you have rights to have a personal privilege, and it has to be ruled on by the chair.
I'm not familiar with this form of parliamentary procedure. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Question of privilege, that somebody wants to say something that they're concerned about. And once they state their concern, the chair will say point well taken or point not well taken. I would just be apprehensive about adding any more disparaging remarks about anyone else on the call.
Marcia Stett. Marcia Stett.
Hey, what's your name, Marcia?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, yes.
Hold on, excuse me.
There's some people in front of you.
Jay?
Okay. Thomas?
If Jay's not willing to, Jay, you there? Okay, this is Thomas O'Rourke. I move we adjourn tonight and any new business be postponed till next meeting.
Not until we have justice. Not until there's justice. No.
Come to the stand.
I move we adjourn.
No justice right now. To be on
and
the
we,
okay.
We need justice.
We've also agreed to have an executive committee session.
Okay, Tom Nightwolf, no, you there? Gone? Okay, Thomas.
As I say, parliamentarian, motion to adjourn must be acted on immediately or no? You're ruling?
Yes, it does. If you got recognized, it needs a second.
Second.
I second that. I mean.
Okay, so it's a journey.
Do we have discussion after a second?
No, you can't discuss a motion to adjourn. You can only vote.
Okay.
And once you adjourn, it means that you have to call back in on the executive session.
Okay, then let's go on executive session then.
Okay.
You got to vote.
Got a quick vote on that. We vote that we adjourn and go to executive
session.
Does everyone have the call-in numbers?
Excuse me, may I be recognized? I would like to postpone this executive session to some future date. This has been a very long
time.
No.
Why are people shouting? Chair, could you please recognize people?
I said that we would adjourn, take a vote to adjourn the meeting and go to executive session. Those who want to come to executive session, they can. Those who don't, what?
We haven't voted yet.
And do we have a number for the executive session? Everybody, and I apologize for interrupting.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Email.
Can I be added to the stack, Alan, to tell them about the executive session number?
Yeah, I have it.
No, so you don't want to give it out in open meeting. Email it to her.
Okay.
Okay, I emailed it twice. Okay, I'll email it again right now.
Mr. Chair, point of order, O'Rourke.
Yes.
My motion was to adjourn and to postpone new business till which is what the executive session was designed to discuss until a future date. That was the motion.
Second.
Chair,
request
for information.
Yes.
Chair, request for information.
Yes.
I was wondering if people saw my motion that I sent for a proposal for a board retreat, which I wanted to introduce under new business in this open session.
Okay, I see that. Yes.
Yeah, they did get it.
I have a point of order. This is Kathleen Malloy. I request to be recognized for a point of order or personal privilege, whichever works.
Point of order.
May I proceed?
Yes, go ahead.
Was that the chair that said I can proceed?
Yes, you can proceed. Go ahead.
With respect to this motion to adjourn that also denies the commitment that was made at the beginning of this meeting where I was told that my motion would be taken up an executive session. So I don't know what to say about this motion to adjourn and not to go to executive session. So please, parliamentarian or the chair, please take some action.
I said that we would adjourn the meeting and go to the executive session, and that Ellen is emailing everybody the number.
Thomas O'Rourke claimed that his motion was to adjourn and have new business at some other time. So just clarify, please, Mr. Chair, what the motion is.
Somebody gave a second, and now we have to go to the vote.
Tell me the motion one more time.
Adjourn. That's the motion.
Adjourn and go to executive session.
Correct.
Adjourn and go to executive session.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well, Thomas said it was just adjourn.
That's not what I said, but, you know.
Request for information.
I think your motion can wait, to be honest.
From the parliamentarian?
Yes.
Does this require two-thirds vote because we had already voted to have new business in the open agenda?
No. What happens now is that if you adjourn, all of the new business automatically falls to the next meeting without even saying so, without making a motion. It automatically goes there. Anything that you didn't finish in this open session automatically goes to your next meeting under the heading of unfinished business. There's nothing else you can attach to adjourn. You can't debate adjourn. You have to just vote it up or down. No two-thirds vote, just a majority vote. Up or down. And once you adjourn...
Once we adjourn, we go to the executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of information. I have a question because I'm not sure whether this issue that I'm dealing with belongs in the present session or in the new session. But I know a number of us are incredibly offended by the words we just heard. And someone was called racist, and someone whose character was demeaned. So the question is, at what point can we call for a condemnation and a reprimand of a member of this board that actually called a member of our board a racist? At what point do we do that? Do we do that now, or do we have to wait for a new session to do that?
You can get on the agenda at the executive session and put it there, but right now...
Why can't we do it now?
The reason why you can't do
motion
it now...
Motion to adjourn.
Exactly. The motion to adjourn is the highest motion. You can't have anything under, on top, or beside it. You have to vote to adjourn right now.
Because we need to vote on condemning this member who had the audacity to call one of our members a racist.
Do it in executive session, but right now you need to take the vote to adjourn.
Does everybody have the executive session number and pen?
Yes.
Ellen just sent out?
Okay.
So we can discuss the first thing up. We'll discuss that.
We need to vote on the adjourning.
Right.
Yeah, we need to vote.
Yes.
Because it should be assumed that we're going to agree to adjourn.
Okay. I'll take a vote.
Okay, I'm taking the vote. Okay, the yeses and the noes.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak?
Who's speaking?
Mr. Chairman, may I speak?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, may I speak?
Yes, who is this?
This is Thomas. I just want to let her know I'm back on. I lost the line for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Vanessa Dixon, yes or no?
No.
Dennis?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Wayne?
No. To adjourn? No.
Eileen?
No.
Craig Hall? Craig Hall?
No.
Craig Hall?
No.
Martha?
I think he said no. I think he said
no. I heard him. Martha?
This is to adjourn and go into executive session?
Yes.
Yes. No? Yes.
Marcia?
No.
Arthur?
Yes.
Sabu? No, not Sabu. Maskila. Maskila?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
Nancy?
No. New business.
Ron. Okay, Ron.
No.
Ron.
No.
Craig Williams.
Abstain.
Oh. Tony.
Yes.
Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Nightwolf.
Yes.
Night. Whoop. Okay. Kathleen.
If the motion that I am voting on is to adjourn and go into executive session, I vote yes. If the motion is simply to adjourn, I vote no.
No.
All right. Thank you.
The vote is to go into executive session.
Thank you. So Thomas Blanton.
Wait.
Thomas,
no, wait.
Thomas Blanton.
I'm not done voting. Someone said that the motion is to adjourn and go into executive session. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Carla, point of order. That is the chair. Point of order. Chair.
This is the chair.
Chair. Point of order. Chair. Point of order. I distinctly hear Maskila cackling every time Kathleen says something. So I would appreciate if the chair would keep the disruptive members of the LSB in order.
But they're supposed to be new.
Thank you. So may I just make sure from the parliamentarian the motion that I'm voting on. The motion is to adjourn and go into executive session. Is that correct? I'm waiting for someone to tell me the motion.
That is correct. That is correct.
That was not my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
My motion to include the executive session. That was not my motion.
Okay, so it's clear that none of us know the exact motion that we're voting on. So, Mr. Chair, please take charge and say the exact motion that we're voting on.
We did.
Voting on.
Okay. Thomas O'Rourke, your motion to add new business is out of order because I said earlier that when you adjourn, new business automatically is postponed to the next meeting and it comes under unfinished business. So
that's what I expected, Mr. Tatum. That's not what I didn't say that. I didn't say, I said new business would go to the next meeting. That's what I assumed.
But that's not what you told me, though. My motion was to adjourn, period.
Period.
Adjourn, it means that you have scheduled the executive board meeting, so you automatically go into the executive session. After you adjourn, it's automatic.
All right, well, if you, okay, you want to say that, it's fine.
It's already on the agenda.
Does an emotion of adjournment supersede an executive session as well? Or, moreover, the rest of the agenda?
The motion to adjourn as the highest motion.
And doesn't it supersede the rest of the agenda?
It stops the rest of everything for the agenda, and everything that was left undone goes to the next meeting under unfinished business. I don't know how many times I can say that.
I think the reason why it's confusing is because when I asked whether I could make a motion about the LSB condemning and calling for a reprimand of a colleague who has called another member of our group racist and made some very horrible comments about us, I was told that if we go into executive session, I could go ahead and make that motion. Are you now telling me that I can't do that if we go into executive session? Until the next meeting?
No.
I said just the opposite. I said once you adjourn, when you get to the executive session, you can add that item to the executive session agenda, is what I said. And I'm thinking that people are stalling now because they're trying to debate on the motion to adjourn. And, guys, all you have to do is vote on the motion to adjourn. It's nothing higher than that. You have to vote on the motion to adjourn. It only takes a majority. Ellen has already started the vote count, and you cannot have discussions during a vote, and everybody keeps discussing stuff. Vote, adjourn, and executive session is automatically the next thing that you all have approved to do tonight. It's already there. Anything else that was undone in the open session meeting, it does not go in executive session. It goes into the next open session. So, Mr. Chair, vote on the adjournment to see if you get a majority.
Okay, should I continue with the vote? I have one more person, three more people to ask.
Continue.
Thomas Blanton, yes or no?
Yes, I vote to go to adjourn and go to executive session.
Okay, Lucille Perez.
Yes.
Tim Willard.
Yes.
Okay, so the yes is there. Oh, yeah, that's right. I do this and then I'll. Okay, the yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, so it is 14. And the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And there's one abstention. And Sabu, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes, so that's 15. Okay, so yes, 15. No, 7. So the vote was to go to an executive session.
Okay. We'll see everyone in a moment.
Yes. Take 2 minutes. Breathe, everybody. Breathe.
Okay. So 10:26 is the end of the regular meeting.
Okay. All right.
See you soon. Bye.